Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Angela.
This is Books Are Good, actually. And for the month of May, we read All Systems Red, part of the Murderbot Diaries series by Martha Wells. Yeah. It was good. So for myself, I already read the first book, and so this was a reread for me. And since I already read it, I'm going to hand it over to Jimmy to, you know, give his impressions.
Well, first off, as I already said, it was good. It initially starts off feeling like very terse, but that really lends itself to giving you the mind space and like behavior patterns of the main character, Murderbot. And the rest of the characters that show up definitely feel more human, which, I mean, what they are. And that really lends itself nicely to like a foil to, if you were to get the story again from one of the human characters' perspectives, like you can definitely see how like it would unfold as far as the style very differently. And I thought that was really neat and good. And it became more comfortable, definitely as it went on, because it was a very obvious stylistic choice. I like the fact that since it was a novella, there were never really any points where it dragged.
Yeah.
And I will say though that it definitely, I don't think you could have cut it anymore, but I feel like there could have been another 20 pages or so, just exploring the, either doing more of a like cat and mouse thing towards the end, or exploring the suspense aspect of the initial find of the other group, or just expanding on the relationship between the Murderbot and the human. And as it is, it all works, but I could have had any more of all three of those, and it wouldn't have had to be, it could have been a lot of any one of them, or it could have been just a bit more of all three of those, and I would have felt that it would have fleshed the story out a bit more.
Yeah, I would definitely say that one of the problems that I had when I was rereading this, I was like, all right, I know there's a mystery aspect of it, but like, I really don't remember it. And then they brought up the, you know, the missing images and like all this other stuff. And then like after they go to Deltfall and then that whole thing, and then Gracis. And I was just like, man, I don't remember the name Gracis, like from the last time I read this book. And then like, I was trying to recall the mystery, and it's sort of there, but at the same time, it's like the way it's handled is very like, I would say probably like two sentences, like, yeah, they're probably here because those missing, or the reason why there was missing images, because those are probably like some artifacts from like an alien civilization, and it fucked up the maps, and that's probably why they're here, so they can go and get in and steal a bunch of shit before the archaeology, you know, company needs to go in and do their thing. So it was just kind of like, I wouldn't say a very well thought out mystery or thing. It was just kind of like the story is more of a, I guess, character study of Murderbot and how humans react to it, and the two different ways, right? Mensa and their like kindness, you know, trying to allow Murderbot to express itself. And then, you know, you have Dr. Gurithin, who is a I want to say synthetic human, but that's not it.
Cyborg.
Yeah, cyborg essentially. So and his perceived, like, testing and all his other bullshit. Cause he's like, oh, you killed people before. I don't super trust you. And also, all these other sec units got hacked. Like, are you going to also kill us from getting hacked and blah, blah, blah. So, I think the overarching plot is kind of like secondary. It's more of just how does Murderbot interact with these humans and the difference between this Murderbot and other Murderbot, like sec units and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It definitely could have, I feel like it could only gain by adding like 10 more pages dealing with just that.
Yeah, I think since the first two books, I believe, are novellas, and then after that, they're novels, so, longer than probably like 200 pages. And perhaps that is Martha, the author she like took in was, I'm going to expand on some of these things of developing the plot more and kind of the ventures of Murderbot, and their various assignments.
And for listeners, a real quick plot breakdown is this SEC unit, a security unit, is not human, not robot. They're like a complete blend to the point where you cannot determine where one ends and the other begins. It has been assigned to a planetary exploration venture company, essentially. And this planet is being explored by this group and another group for potential use for materials / resources or terraforming, what have you. And while they're out gathering samples, they get attacked by a massive beast, and they're like, there shouldn't be a massive beast here. It wasn't on the list of potential threats and dangers. Then they start investigating, like, why wasn't this on the list? They realize that the map that they have of the planet is missing chunks of the planet. And then they're like, let's contact the other group that we know is here to see if they have the missing parts. Maybe it's just an issue with the map that the company gave us, that SEC unit was also given by the same company. While all this is going on, we're getting from SEC unit that they've hacked their governing module, which is the module that determines how they behave around human beings. So they are not bound to any of the plans that human beings are giving them. But they choose to obey them anyway to stay under the radar, because otherwise they know they're going to get either wiped or scrapped. They try to contact the other group. They can't contact the other group. So they fly to find the other group, and instead all they find are dead bodies and rogue SEC units. And one of the SEC units tries to hack Murderbot, but they manage to stop that in time and get out of there. And so then they figure out that there has to be a third group that is doing this for some reason. And they eventually figure out the reason. And because the third group knows that they survived, they have to go and hide, and they figure out a way to trick the third group into getting themselves killed. And then they uncover the reason why the third group was doing this, and then the day is saved, and then SEC unit is purchased by this group and was going to have the option to stay with them and integrate with them, and instead SEC unit decides to ghost them and disappear into the night.
Yep. That is a good summary of basically what happens. One thing that we need to add is that Murderbot loves its cereals. loves to watch its Netflix and want to
absolutely
just do
watching
that.
Anime.
Yeah, totally watching anime.
Like the name of that show, I cannot remember.
Sanctuary Moon. Yeah, it's totally a fucking anime.
Absolutely. Yes. So a lot of the time when it's like supposed to be like on guard or like doing things, like part of its consciousness is also just watching anime surreptitiously.
Yes.
Or other shows. So favorite characters, obviously Murderbot is great. Nens is great as well. The rest of the crew, you don't get enough of them. I feel like really get a like grasp, except for Garanthan.
Yeah.
Garathi.
I pronounce it as Garathan. I don't.
Garathan.
Yeah.
So, because he's antagonistic, he jumps out as well. But he definitely Murderbot, obviously. Like they're the star of the show.
I would say for in terms of like favorite characters, Murderbot's the one. Mensa is good. Unfortunately, just with how kind of short everything is, there's just no room for like, all right, let's just really get into this other character's backstory. And you know, you have to kind of wonder too, since this is from Murderbot's like perspective, it doesn't want to really get like to relate to these humans initially, mm-hmm. right? It was very reluctant to do so.
They may die.
Yeah. And or, you know.
Yeah. They may get ordered by some of the higher ranking humans to kill others with the lower ranking humans.
Yeah. So it made sense that no one else besides like the two characters that we mentioned were kind of like standouts. Mm-hmm. You know, and I guess in terms of the book, like for this type of book, you know, it's first person, that kind of makes sense. And for Murderbot's personality.
Yep. Yep. Standout moments. You want to go?
Yeah. I think probably my favorite moment was when they went to go investigate the Deltfall station. That was mm-hmm. really like, you know, it's very, there's a lot of tension going in because like you yourself don't know, like, all right, so we're going over there and everyone's scared. And Sekun and Murderbot's also like, I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just supposed to protect people, not go and investigate shit. Like I'm just doing what I think is from my favorite animes and what they did, you know, and trying to investigate like a weird, you know, investigation going on. Mm-hmm. So the fact that, it like goes in and then gets attacked and then tries to wake up and like, oh shit, I'm getting hacked and all that other shit. That was pretty like crazy because you don't know like by the next chapter, oh, how fucked up is Murderbot? And did Murderbot just go and murder everybody else, you know, mm-hmm. when it tried to wake up and after it shot itself? That was fun. Mm-hmm. Like Earth was just all like, yeah, we know you didn't, like, yeah, I noticed you didn't want to kill yourself, so that's why you shot your chest. Also, we found all of your animes. What's up with that?
Yeah, that was a really, like, as far as, like, the meat of the story, that was it. After that, it everything else, like, rapidly happened, but the tension there is really great, and then that action scene is really great. I really liked all of the awkward moments.
Yes.
Like, once the crew figures out, well, first the crew is, like, trying to, like, be nice to the Murderbot or the Sec unit, and it's, like, functionally blushing at things and, like, turning to a corner to, like, hide its face, and, like, absolutely appalled at the suggestion that it would come and live with them. Also, the what is it? Once they realize that it doesn't have a governing unit, and it's like it's absolutely panic that like this is going to lead to their destruction, and then the group is like, rationalizing and like reasoning out that, like, well, it hasn't killed us so far, and it's been actively working to save us, so this is fine.
Yeah.
That was great as well. I also really enjoyed the SEC unit's like realization that, like, beyond these people like actively caring about each other and also it, that Mensa like is like an incredibly important politician that also like actually behaves like a human.
Yeah.
Whereas like all the previous interactions that the second unit has had were like you meet someone who's important and they're completely stripped of their humanity and they'll like murder or like order sec units to like fight to the death or liquidate like parts of their crew that they no longer need, what have you. So I really enjoyed all of those moments. Just for like the like tussling with like humanity and something that technically isn't human.
Those parts were really good. And I think also just Murderbot reminding them that, hey, by the way, this company's really cheap. They're not going to go out of the way to kill you. Like, the insurance is on, like, the insurance, and, like, all the paperwork. Like, they really just don't want to deal with that. They'd rather just have you live and get money, and they don't have to deal with all the bad press. And also just constantly reminding them, like, by the way, we have, like, not good equipment. Like, this equipment's, like, not good. Yeah. It was great. Just like them also realizing like, oh, right. Yeah. Like it really could just come up to just incompetence. Cause I think initially their initial theory was, oh yeah, the company wants to kill us. And Murderbot's like, no, like not at all.
Nope. Especially. And he's like, they don't want to do that before he knows that like Mensa's like basically the president of the planet.
Yeah.
That once he was like, oh, wait, what? Yeah, no, they absolutely, they want you to live, they want you to be very happy with their services, and then they want you to go the fuck away.
Yeah, exactly.
They cannot deal with the payout of you dying.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was a nice, like, kind of just, you know, in this reality of, you know, their world is, you know, capitalism's still a fucking thing, and they're all cheap assholes about this crap, and the SEC unit, you know, all the SEC units aren't made any better than the equipment that they already are given. You know, Murderbot is worried about either getting scrapped or getting some governator, but, like, the governator's also really, really cheap, and it was able to hack it by just kind of playing with it over a really long period of time, but managed to do it. Mm-hmm. So, it was very.
We don't know that like capitalism is everywhere. Like,
true.
I could totally see Mensa's planet being like having gone full communism, and then whatever is beyond that. But then still having to be like, well, we don't have the resources to like provide all of this stuff, but we for this like mission. But this company does. And so we'll pay for the existing infrastructure that they already have rather than build our own. It would have been neat to see what their planet was like and what Hijinks Murderbot gets up to with them. And also, like, being forced to, like, develop relationships with them. But it's also going to be interesting to see where the rest of the series goes now that Murderbot's left.
Yeah. One thing I thought was interesting. Yeah, you're right. There could have been on Mensa's planet, you know, full-blown communism. We don't know. The only thing we kind of got from, you know, their surveying is that there's this bond system and this company, you know, hub system, I think, is the overarching, like, you know, equipment and I guess company. And there's like med system. There's a lot of systems that sometimes it was hard to kind of parse out the context for it, but I kind of got it, I guess. But anyway, it was just interesting to kind of get a sense of what that world is. And then also kind of the human characters, like relationships, you know, they mentioned like they had several spouses or like shared spouses and then like a lot of children. So it was like this really, it kind of reminded me of the, I don't know if you've watched The Expanse or read the books, but in The Expanse, they also kind of have a, this family has
Polly.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, and it wasn't, there is like a Mormon church thing there, but it wasn't tied to like Mormonism. Cause sometimes some books will, I'll find out later, oh yeah, this person's a really huge Mormon, like Battlestar Galactica, much to my disappointment, kind of. It's there. I just didn't notice it. And then so I was like, yeah, so that guy is a really huge Mormon. I'm like, oh, okay. Some things make sense. Third season.
And like, Ender's Game.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this story's great. And he's like, I'm a massive Catholic. And this might be an apologia for the Holocaust?
Yeah. I don't know. Orson Scott Card is not good.
What are SEP units made from?
It seems like it's implied that they're from some type of clones that are like then kidnapped, or I'm not saying kidnapped, but like I wouldn't be surprised if someone used like a cloning facility and they're like, okay, so if you don't pay up or something, we're just going to take your clone and then just enslave them, and they're just going to be these SEC units.
And unlike, say, a cyborg or some other augmented human, like the augmentations, like either are like extremely early on, or just so extensive that like they don't have a human brain, but they don't have a robotic brain. Like if you shoot them, they still like ooze.
Yeah.
Like, have like, it's like, I don't know. It's weird. It's not fleshed out very well, which works, because like the point of the story is not to explore like how does this robot or this not robot, not human work. It's just, it's a vehicle for allowing the action scenes to occur and the differentiation from humanity to occur.
Right.
While still lending to the main character a semblance of humanity, but far enough away where you're like, this is in the uncanny valley, but still close enough that you're like, but I can still like, and this gets to one of the questions from the library, but I can still accidentally gender them in my head.
Yeah.
When I'm reading the story. It doesn't help that, like, I didn't look at the cover, but if you look at the cover, like, I mean, they could be any gender under the armor, but do you see a masculine figure? Do you see a feminine figure there? I mean, it's a muscular figure.
Right. I think to me it's slightly, to me it's feminine, just because of that breastplate. After you've seen a lot of bad body armor and other stuff from video games and anime, does anything where you see the situation of like the like breast armor is always, I'm like, oh, that's female, like that's just like clocked in at that. But it doesn't do boob armor, like obvious boob armor shit, right?
I can absolutely see that. Like, if you took the picture on the cover and like took the waist in by like 50 to 75%, I'd be like, oh, that's Samus.
Yeah, exactly.
But because it's actually a realistic waist, it does, like, I definitely see what you're talking about with like the breastplate and like how it comes to a point right there, which like implies like the non-flatness there. But I definitely also feel like, I mean, the shoulders are definitely wide enough that it could be coded male, but it also could be coded female, because they're not like widened like to a point,
right?
And another thing is that there's definitely, I feel like some of the enemy sect units are like coded a bit more male in that they're like more hulking.
Okay.
Not all the sect units, but like some of the sect units, like the ones that are like, so instead of being a sect bot, they're like actually a murder bot.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, because it's not really explained in the book either. Like, oh, is there, you know, this murder bot is from Company Alpha Omega, and then like there's other murder bot or sec units that are made by a different company, and like maybe mm-hmm. they have different, you know, specs or something, right? Mm-hmm. So like I was under the assumption that they all came from the same like company or something like that. They're all made in the mm-hmm. same warehouse, but perhaps maybe some sec units are made in different, you know, different companies or different warehouses, and there's like some uniqueness to each of them.
I absolutely think that's the case, because there's a discussion of sec bots, which are sec units that, and this is something that does come up, is like the, like at one point I think the crew's like, is it male? Is it female? And the sex bot's like, I'm not a sex bot. I don't have genitalia.
Right.
So I can't see the hub company or whatever they're called, like being focused on like planet exploration and providing these sex bots. And then also being like, and we're also going to have brothels. And
yeah.
Maybe. But like that's a pretty, I definitely see them like focusing more on like diversifying in the planet exploration, because that is a different sort of like resource management ecosystem than say managing brothels on a bunch of planets. But maybe they do. Maybe it is all one company. But I really feel like it would absolutely be multiple companies.
Yeah, maybe like Hub System is like the core subsidiary, and they have like different companies under them that do specific mm-hmm. like bots or something. Mm-hmm. Because like at the very end, you know, when it goes to the like that ship that was just built with bots, and mm-hmm. it didn't mention the company, but it's like, oh yeah, these bots love to watch serials too while they do their flying and other bullshit. So, yeah. I guess, yeah, there is a kind of a under, you know, between the lines, there are different companies that do make different bots to do certain things that they need doing. Yep. And I guess Hub System are, I'm assuming it's them, so sorry if we're fucking that up. They're like, yeah, we do these sec units, and that's all we do. And we're cheap as hell with all of our shit. And yeah. Mm-hmm, these guys mm-hmm. will try to protect you, or I guess murder your entire crew. One of the mm-hmm. two. We'll figure that out later.
As it goes.
As it goes.
And so this also kind of points to like world building. And I feel like now would be a good time to discuss how like the world building that's occurring here is not so much the world that they're on. That is honestly left pretty sparse. Like it talks about like others, there's Lauren fauna and there's Angus fauna and there's these different biomes, but there's like not like explicit descriptions of like what the flora and fauna look like in any significant depth. And we don't even get a discussion of like what the archaeological like find is that
right.
So like the world itself is like just a backdrop for the actual world building, which is like this company and the galactic like planet exploration like ventures that they enable, and as a result why sec unit is that. Like I feel like the world building, especially I don't know if this happens in the next book, but like I imagine there would be a lot more like investigation of, like, are there other companies that build these phones? Which we think there are, but that would be, I think, where that exploration goes, rather than just, like, exploring another world like this.
Right. Especially, you know, SEC units get these contracts and they go off and do whatever they are. And, you know, not all, I would imagine, not all of them are going to be like exploration or anything like that. It might just simply be a bodyguard, since SEC unit does mention, like, oh, maybe I'll be a bodyguard or something like that. You know,
since
so.
They're a free agent now?
Yeah.
To do Ocean's 3011.
Exactly. And then, like, unintentionally blow up the casino that they're trying to steal the money from.
The space casino.
The space casino, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We need to email Martha Wells. And
Martha's just like, I already wrote that book, you idiots. Like, yeah. Read more.
So then I guess that kind of dovetails in what do we hope to see in future books?
So I'm actually, after this book, I did pick up the second one because it's part of the Kindle Free Unlimited, and boy, how do I like free books. And I'm kind of hoping, to kind of expand a bit on the world a bit more. I want to see, like, another encounter with SEC units instead of just, like, at this point, the other SEC units in the book were just goons, and I kind of want to see it interact with another one. And see if they have kind of the same, like, personality, or, like, maybe not the same personality, but slightly different. And, like, kind of what would that look like? And I guess also explore maybe not, like, a different planet, but maybe stay on, like, the same planet and kind of it doing contracts and stuff, and kind of, like, how does that look? Since the SEC unit's a freelancer, does it get its own office space? Or something like that. Do we get to see SEC unit deal with, like, rent and trying to download more, you know, anime? Like, what happens there? Yeah.
Well,
I also want to know what
really
new anime they watch.
Because, like, the SEC unit gets repaired in, like, a repair module, and it doesn't have access to that now. So, like,
right.
Negotiating that, like, it can live for, like, thousands of, I can't remember, was it thousands of days or thousands of years on its current battery, or however it stores energy. But if it gets damaged, like, unless it's able to hook up to, like, a repair unit, it's just gonna die.
Yeah. So does SEC unit like negotiate insurance, like health insurance, you know, when they go on missions, like, you know, so kind of things like that.
Yeah. And then what's the negotiation there? Like, do they require you to, like, implement certain, like, downloads to access it, or do you have to accept certain terms and conditions? Yeah. That would be really interesting too. I agree absolutely with everything that you were saying you wanted to see. I definitely also want to see the world get explored more, like, what different bots are out there, how do they react to SEC unit. I definitely also want to see SEC unit interact with humans some more, because that awkwardness is delicious.
Yes.
And I feel like that transitions really well into the article, which is from Tor.com, TangoOscarRoman.com, titled Life Lessons from a Murderbot, Reading All Systems Red as a Trans Woman. And I didn't pick up on this reading it, but the article makes a really good case for this being a trans allegory, and about transitioning in your transition and knowing that you are trans, but then having to deal with other people discovering that you are trans.
Yeah. And especially about other folks figuring out you're trans, and also being allies, in kind of what the kind of push and pull of that. You know, because I mentioned at the end, like, hey, you can integrate and become an augmented human, but, you know, sec unit or murder bots, like, I'm not a bodyguard. I don't want to, you know, like, clean this house, like, the house and do all this other shit that's not me. So, you know, that's why it left at the end.
So that will be linked in the show notes. It does a really good job of laying out the parallels. And really, it does a really good job of, like, taking what otherwise is, like, a very fun and, like, fast-paced, like, adventure romp, and, like, really adding a layer of complexity that was there, but for cishet people might not get picked up that way. So
yeah,
definitely read that article if you have read this book, or if you plan on doing
it. Yeah, it's definitely a better allegory than X-Men as a race allegory, which yes. gets very muddled very quickly. And I guess, you know, I guess for future reading in the book, you know, see if it holds up. Because sometimes, like, initial books or, you know, properties have a pretty good allegory or, like, parallel. And then, like, later on, it gets kind of messy. We'll see if that kind of holds true. I guess, you know, if we continue reading this.
Yeah. I definitely think I'm going to give the next novella a read. Just, it's, they're so quick.
Yes.
Like, I read this one in 2 hours. But that may also be why I don't remember almost any of the characters' names.
It's okay. They, like, yeah, as we said, like, it's very quick, and really there's only two standout people because they've had a lot more dialogue and wanted to come in to talk with Murderbot or test Murderbot. You know, everyone else was either flipping the fuck out because they're like, holy shit, we're, like, on a planet and people got murdered. That was not in the contract, you know. And, you know, Minsa and Gerithyn are like, all right, what's up with you, Murderbot? Why didn't you kill, or, you know, either kill us or, like, what's going on here? Or please help us.
The rest of the crew kind of felt like the Greek choir.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Pushing back on Gerithyn. Yeah. Okay. Other questions?
We kind of...
Are they, like, reliable narrators?
Yeah. And do we care? Man, reliable narrator is such a, to me, a tough thing to suss out with things unless it's a very obvious twist. Like, and the twist was they were the murderer all along. And I'm like, oh, okay. Good to know. I guess in the way, honestly, the unreliable part is probably Murderbot's, I guess, reactions or thoughts about during, like, the human interactions, right? Because, like, a lot of it is, it's trying to be like, shit, are they going to, like, kill me? Or, like, are they all horrified? And it turns out, like, no, they really weren't, or just didn't care all that much. Or, you know, Minsa's case probably was trying to just, like, suss out, like, or pretty much trying to gain Murderbot's trust, right?
I would say the unreliable part of it is Murderbot trying to, like, suss out their emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, the majority of its experience with human beings has been negative or through soap operas.
Yeah.
So its perspectives on human relationships are a bit skewed. So that's probably the unreliable part of it. However, I don't care.
Yeah.
It felt reasonable enough. And
I agree with that.
Do we believe that it could have gone on a killing spree? And if so, why didn't it?
I think Murderbot just wanted to watch its anime. It just wanted to do its job and didn't want to get caught watching the anime and just want to make sure that the humans didn't die. Also, it's already on, like, the watch list of Hub System, right? It already fucked up once. it knows that it can't fuck. I know, like, oh, sorry, I'm rereading this question. I thought it said if Murderbot could escape from killing people, and I just think, oh, sorry, so I misread that. Anyway, so yeah, I just don't think Murderbot really cared all that much to kill the humans, really.
Agreed. Yeah, it had more important things on its mind, which was especially like on that planet. Like, the only way back was back to the company through the return pod, or through them coming back to pick them up.
Yeah.
So if it killed all those people, like, what's it gonna do? Like, it's stuck on that planet then for however long it takes for it to die from lack of being recharged at some point. And then if it kills all those people and the company picks it up, it gets wiped again and retrained. And that means having the governing module put back in place. And so then it has to hack that again, if it can remember to hack that again. While it was a possibility, it wouldn't make sense for it to do it, even if it wanted to.
Yeah, and maybe in the next books, it will probably explore, like, what happened in that mining mission, and, like, why, like, was it a problem with the sec unit, like, programming, you know, in which it saw something as a threat and decided to just, you know, go on that rampage? Or because I get the feeling, or, like, the sense that it really is very kind of apathetic to humans, and the initial, like, granted, it didn't read the mission statement about what was on the planet, but everything seemed very benign and boring. Like, it was just going to be a very uneventful mission, and it can just sit back and just watch anime the entire time. And, like, okay, maybe the humans might, like, you know, inhale a bad, weird plant thing, but it has the medical stuff to, you know, deal with it, you know.
That's actually what I was thinking, and you hit the nail on the head as to what I think probably caused that last event. Was mining, you're underground, you're being exposed to all sorts of, like, dust and whatnot, wherever they were, and chances are they were working for some capitalist venture, so cheap as you can get and as exploitative as you can get. And so what if the group that they were with, a lot of them inhale something that turns them into, like, rampage monsters. Like, it, like, gets your bloodlust up, and it, like, results in you, like, hallucinating that the people around you are actually trying to kill you, and then you go about trying to kill other people, and then if it's a dust or some other, like, spore, and you inhale it, like, that's really hard to control for. It would probably impact a lot of people all at once.
Yeah.
So that could be it.
Yeah, that totally could be it.
But it could be something else.
Yeah, I think, like, they didn't really go into it, but it seemed like I was trying to make sure they didn't kill each other, and then things got really out of control.
So that would be neat to see more of and get more backstory for in future books too. Okay, last question. Was it long enough? And I feel like we already answered it.
Yeah, I think on one hand, I really like that it doesn't overstay its welcome. On the other hand, I kind of wish there was, like, maybe a bit more on the mystery. And I think I've already said this, but yeah, just maybe more of an expansion of why Gracis really wants something. But then again, it really did just come down to just they're just greedy assholes that wanted to, like, get the artifacts or whatever, and just kind of dip out and be like, wow, these sec units went crazy and killed all these people. Wow.
Absolutely. Like, could have could have done with more explanation of that, could have done with more mystery, could have done with more of the actual world building, could have done with more of the interpersonal drama, or even world building of like Hence's world. Like, what's their situation? Like, what's their relationship to the Hub Company? Like, yeah. So many, like, this absolutely could have been a novel, but it was fine as a novella.
Yeah.
Did its job. Just like Sec Unit.
Just like Sec Unit. Mm-hmm. All right. So that wraps up All Systems Red. We had a nice, you know, treat after our almost going full Zizek, and make no sense to anybody else in our friends group, and they're all sighing relief.
We didn't explore whether this was dialectical.
Oh no, no, no! We're out of here. I'm jet packing out of that discussion.
Does Sec Unit have a death drive? And is it anime?
Yes. Anyway, for June, and holy shit, it's not June. We're doing Goddess of Anarchy. Then for July, Settlers, and then in Settlers 4th edition. I know Settlers is free. I think that's the 2nd or 3rd edition. Either case, do what you can. I'm pretty sure the additional editions might have like addendums of like in the year 2010, bad stuff happened. It's like, yep, that bad shit happened. And then Abolish Silicon Valley will be for August. And then we'll figure out our next 3 books.
Of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. Illegal. Anyway, it is time. Fuck time. Anyway.
Fuck Zizek.
Fuck Zizek.
It's not been 4 months.
Well.
That's on me.
Yeah, it is on you.
Yeah.
And remember, books are good. Actually.